Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And a happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. Talking a little bit of everything. Johnny Venezia is going to join me here in moments to break down what's going on in college baseball. Never too early to look at the season's next major. Colin Morikawa made it interesting for us. We got another golfer that we like coming up at the PGA Championship in about a month. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball during Big League Peach Day. We're also going to look at the Western Conference playoff series. We know two that are set in stone right now. Mavs, Clippers, T-Wolves, Suns. Can't wait to dive into those. Lucy Burge will join me later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have, let us know. You can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL as well. Let's go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guests as Glass is in session. Johnny Venezia, we can follow on X at @JohnnyVTV, writer for RotoWire and host of the Breaking Bet podcast, who joins us via phone today. And Johnny, been a while since we've talked, man. Obviously, we are in full swing conference play right now in college baseball. What were some things that stood out to you this past weekend, whether it be good or bad on the diamond?
What's going on, big dog? Thank you so much for having me back. Yeah, been a minute. But, you know, college baseball never rests for anybody, so let's get right to it. We just got to say how impressed I am with the Texas A&M Aggies, the new number one team after Arkansas lost the series at Alabama. The Aggies were a team I had a lot of reservations about because of the pitching coming into the year. And a lot of their guys that were returning from last season have just taken a monumental leap forward. They currently have one of the better weekend rotations in the sport. And the offense was never really a question. They had maybe the best 1-3 in a lineup, at any lineup in the country, with Gavin Grahovic, freshman, who might be a first-rounder in a couple of years, Jace Lavalette, who's got a real shot to be the number one pick next year, and Braden Montgomery, who's got a shot to be a top-five pick this year. So I think Texas A&M, their dominance after sweeping Vanderbilt and a bunch of other SEC schools has not gone unnoticed, and you know, the markets have really reflected there. And I think Texas A&M, as long as their pitching stays where it's at and the rest of the lineup from 4-9 keeps producing, this is going to be a very tough out in June.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Texas A&M, Johnny, and the markets certainly have reflected their rise. Arkansas is still the favorites at +550, but A&M is right there at +800. Tennessee's not too far behind at +900. We know the SEC is the best league in college baseball. Are those clearly the top three in your eyes, Arkansas, A&M, and Tennessee right now?
You know, I think Arkansas and A&M have kind of proven themselves, and Tennessee's right there. The problem for me with the Volunteers, and I love Tennessee. Their offense is elite. It's probably one of the top four or three lineups in the country. The problem is the depth of the starting pitching. Drew Beam has pitched very well this year. He's a kid who might be a first-rounder this summer. But the rest of the starting staff is a little bit of a concern when you get into the tournament. The last 2 years, they had unreal pitchers like Chase Dollander, first-rounder this year, or last year, excuse me. Chase Burns, who might be a top-five pick this summer out of Wake Forest now. So that's the one bit of a concern, but you can never count out a Tony Vitello team. They're probably going to be on their way to Omaha this year as long as they keep playing the way they have been.
Johnny, a couple weeks ago we were talking about some of these mid-major teams. We were talking about East Carolina. And if you follow the sport, you know that the Pirates are always a good team in college baseball, seemingly always a top 16 seed. How good do you think this team is? And sitting at 25-1 right now, do you think they're good enough to get to Omaha?
I always love East Carolina. I think they're a really good team. Like you said, every year they just always seem to find themselves in it. Cliff Godwin, their head coach, is one of the most resilient coaches in the sport, and he runs his team as such. They have a really good 1-2 pitching punch with Trey Yesavage on the Friday Night Roll, a guy who has been boosting his draft stock higher and higher. He's definitely got wheels to be a top 10 pick this summer, definitely a first rounder. And then lefty Zach Root has really made a name for himself. He's going to be somebody that probably hears his name called within the top 3 rounds. But the issue for me with East Carolina is their offense. It's too inconsistent, and when you look at some of these other mid-majors like a Coastal Carolina or Dallas Baptist, their offense doesn't match up to those offenses. So it's really important that their pitching remains solid. I think at the beginning of the season, if you get them at 75-1, that was great, and 50-1 after that. But now at like 25-1, it just seems too short for me. I would say I need 35-1 to take a nibble on East Carolina. I'm not ruling them out, but odds-wise, I don't think there's enough value on the board right now to take a stab.
Speaking of value, Johnny, we're always looking for it in the futures market, teams that are flying under the radar. Any teams right now that you're looking at that you think are a little bit mispriced?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two. Number one is my preseason long shot, P. Do you remember? The Northeastern Huskies, they opened up the season at number 23 on the big board, D1's top 25. But, you know, after doing some soul searching, they found themselves kind of out of the mix. And they've been winning a lot of ball games, and they're doing it without their best players performing. So once those guys get hot, then I think they're going to have a real shot to pull an Oral Roberts from last year. They're still at 200-1 in some spots. And then the other team's a little bit more mainstream. I do love my Mississippi State Bulldogs. They had a really bad series against Ole Miss this weekend. They blew a 4-run lead in the 8th on Saturday to take the series in the Magnolia State rivalry. But at the end of the day, despite the fact that they have had trouble closing games, we've seen that from teams in the past where their bullpen has been shaky, but they find a way in June. Mississippi State's a pretty interesting case at 90-1, 100-1. So I would look to take a shot on them. Pete, they got my boy Gerangelo Senja, the switch pitcher, 97 from the right, 94 from the left. Kid has become more than a novelty. He's going to be their X factor if they want to make a long run this year.
All right, very good. He is Johnny Venezia. You can follow him on X at @JohnnyVTV, writer for RotoWire and host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Joins us every Monday here on Send It In. Johnny, always appreciate the time, brother. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Great stuff, Johnny VTV. Let's keep it moving here on Send It In, a little big league peach as we dive in to the MLB slate, and it is Patriot Day out in Boston. We already got one game underway, Red Sox and Guardians. Hope you guys took the under because it's scoreless right now in Fenway in the top of the 7th, and the live total is sitting at 2.5 on BetMGM. Red Sox came in -190 favorites, the Guardians +145. Cutter Crawford started for the Red Sox today. He has been terrific this season and going back to last year in his first start. Something to monitor throughout the year when Cutter Crawford goes for Boston. It's been really good, especially at home. So certainly something to watch there. And as I talk, Guardians up 2-0 in the second innings. They just took the lead, and that's what happens here on Send It In. A lot of live things going on. Moving on to a game going on, 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time, Twins and the Orioles. As we have a question here from B. Mills on YouTube, how about the Orioles and Twins both to score 3 or more runs at minus 120. I actually really like that play. B Mills, one of my plays that I liked today was the Twins over 4.5 runs against the Orioles. Cole Irvin is going for the O's, and he's been terrible to start the season. He's an 8.10 ERA. Orioles pitching, really in totality, outside of like Grayson Rodriguez and Corbin Burns for the most part, like Dean Kramer, Tyler Wells, Cole Irvin. When these guys go for Baltimore, the other team's been scoring a lot of runs. It's supposed to be beautiful weather out in Baltimore today. We're talking like high 70s, low 80s. So the ball should be flying out of Camden Yards. I think the Twins are going to score some runs. I think the Orioles are going to score some runs. So I like the full game over. I like your bet, both teams to score three or more runs. And I like the Twins team total over at plus money, plus 110 over 4.5. Then we have the Rockies taking on the Phillies. Cal Quantrill going up against Aaron Nola. I'm taking Nola's strikeouts under 7.5. Three starts this season for Nola. He hasn't had more than four strikeouts in any game. And yet his total sitting at 7.5. It is juice, minus 155. But I think that's good juice when he has shown us that he hasn't even come close at hitting that number yet this season. Then we have the Giants and the Marlins. San Francisco minus 115 on the money line. The Marlins minus 105. Edward Cabrera going up against Kyle Harrison. How about the Marlins are 3-13 so far this season, and they are 1-9 at home, yet this game is pretty much a pick'em. I'm going to take the Marlins minus 105. Really tough loss yesterday, down to the final strike. Ozuna for the Braves hits a three-run homer. They lose another tough one. So I like the Marlins to bounce back today. Rangers and the Tigers. Michael Lorenzen going for Texas. Reese Olesen going for the Tigers. Another one of these fishy lines. The Tigers are favored at home against Texas. I'll take Detroit and Reese Olsen today on the money line. I like the Tampa Bay Rays on the run line today at home with Zach Eflin going up against Patrick Sandoval and the Angels plus 120 there for the Rays. Then we have the Yankees at the Blue Jays. Chris Bassitt in Toronto, small favorites going up against the Yanks today. Yankees have been awesome on the road so far this season. 8-2. They've been road warriors. I'll continue to ride them at minus 105. Pirates going up against the Mets today. We have Adrian Hauser going up against Martin Perez. I'll take the under 8.5 runs. Perez has been excellent for the Pirates so far this season. 19 innings pitched and only a 1.89 ERA. And he's going up against that Mets offense who has been very good this season. I'll take that under 8.5. Royals and White Sox. This game's going to be a pass for me. You have the White Sox who are one of the worst teams in baseball. You have the Royals who right now are one of the hottest teams in baseball. What could go wrong? I'm going to pass on this game. Padres and the Brewers. Joe Musgrove going up against Joe Ross. Been very impressed with the Brewers so far to start this season. That's a pesky team. Their offense is very good. They manufacture runs, have some tough at-bats. Their pitching has been good enough. I'll take the Brewers today, minus 105 at home. Then we have the Braves and the Astros. Atlanta minus 115. The Astros minus 105. Darius Vines going up against Spencer Arrighetti. I'll take the over. Whenever I see an over under of 10 runs and the game isn't being played at Coors Field, it's always pretty much a tell for me that the over might be the play. Certainly with these two lineups and both teams starting pretty much their number five pitchers, I'll take the over 10 in Braves and Astros. Cubs in the desert to take on the D-backs. Ben Brown going up against Merrill Kelly. Cubs have also been playing some good baseball, been out on the West Coast here for a little bit. I'll take the Cubs plus 120. Cardinals and the Athletics. How about the Oakland Athletics have won three straight consecutive series? Good for the A's. I think they win again today. I'll take them plus 150 with Ross Stripling going up against Sonny Gray. Reds taking on the Mariners. George Kirby going up against Frankie Montas. Kirby was spectacular in his first start of the season. His last two starts, he has gotten absolutely shelled, yet the over-under is sitting at 7 in this game. I think odds makers are expecting that George Kirby will have a bounce-back game. I'll ride with him. I'll take the under 7 in Mariners and Reds. And then the Nationals are at the Dodgers tonight. We have Mitchell Parker going up against Tyler Glasnow. Now, Glasnow has been excellent to start the season with the Dodgers. They're really tough to beat at home, but should they be minus 2.5 on the run line? I don't think so. I'll take the Nats plus the 2.5 runs at even money. All right, let's keep this thing going. Obviously, we just had the Masters yesterday wrap up. Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket and it's never too early to look ahead to the PGA Championship taking place at Valhalla. This is the time right now where you get your value on the golfers, right? Because the Masters is over, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs are getting ready to start. That's where everybody's attention is going. You obviously have the NFL draft starting next week as well. People are going to forget about golf for a month, so this is the time when we attack and where we find some value. Scottie Scheffler is plus 450 to win the PGA Championship. We talked about it all week during the Masters. There were plenty of people that talk about how they'll never bet a golfer at this price. Well, all those people don't like money because we said we like Scottie Scheffler, thought he was worth a bet, and the guy ends up winning the Masters, and it was never really a question that he was going to lose. We had Morikawa at 50-1. That ticket had no chance with Scheffler in the mix. The guy is on an absolute heater right now. Every time he tees it up, these are the kind of prices that he is going to get. What's going to be interesting about Scotty, though, is he's actually supposed to play this week at the RBC Heritage. Obviously, his wife could go into labor at any moment, so always got to be cautious of that. But it's going to be interesting to kind of see if he does take some time off, kind of where his game is at heading into the PGA Championship. I think there's a chance this number could potentially go up to like plus 550. Maybe even we get a plus 600 on Scotty. Rory McIlroy, the last time they played at Valhalla was in 2014, 10 years ago. Rory won there. He's 11-1. That's going to be a big storyline when we get to the PGA Championship. Obviously, Rory is just not the same player, and he doesn't really have the same confidence. Rory is having to learn how to win majors again. It's been 10 years since Rory has won a major. So certainly going to a place where you have success, where you have a lot of good memories, isn't going to hurt you. But obviously, Rory having that just self-belief to try and get it done again, that's going to have to be something that he tries to rediscover. No interest in Rory for me at 11-1. Guys that I'm looking at towards the top, Brooks Koepka at 16-1. He's won this event three times at the PGA Championship. Obviously, didn't have a great showing at the Masters, finished 9 over par, but he is healthy again, and these are the kind of tournaments that Brooks really likes, because nowadays, these PGA US Open type courses are long. They're big ballparks. They're 7,500 yards. They favor guys that can hit it long and straight, that make clutch putts, that are good scramblers. Brooks Koepka checks all the boxes off. So Brooks Koepka, again, because he plays on LIV, if some of these other guys towards the top of the leaderboard, if they have a nice little stretch here where they win some events over the next month, maybe Koepka's price comes down. So I'm in no rush to bet it right now, but somebody I would definitely keep my eye on. And then I think the whole world got introduced to Ludwig Aubert. If you don't follow the game of golf, that dude is just smooth as silk. Reminds me a lot of kind of Louis Oosthuizen and just his swing. And if you follow golf at all, you remember that Louis Oosthuizen was always a factor in the major championships. And why was that? It's because of that swing. And Ludwig's swing is just so, so good. Reminds me a lot of Louis. So, Ludwig, buy all the stock you can right now, because that dude is going to be a factor in every major that is played here over the next couple years. He is, no doubt about it, a shining star in the game of golf. Then we also have Jordan Spieth. Rory McIlroy, obviously, was looking for the career Grand Slam at the Masters. Jordan Spieth, every time he tees it up for the PGA Championship, will look for the career Grand Slam. Always something you got to keep in the back of your mind. Of course these golfers are thinking about that, right? Completing the career Grand Slam. I remember Jordan Spieth, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before that, but they asked him about what it would mean to him to compete the career Grand Slam, and he said, it almost feels like you're like accomplishing the game of golf. Like you've almost earned everything there is, right? You win all four majors, all the different challenges that come with each and every major. So certainly something that's weighing on Spieth's mind. He hasn't been a factor really ever since he's tried to complete that career Grand Slam. Wyndham Clark is another guy that I like. The debutants at Augusta certainly have a disadvantage because you don't have experience and you don't know how to work your way around the course at certain moments. We saw Ludwig with the inexperience yesterday on that 11th hole. Don't get greedy and try and go for the flag. You hit it in the water, play out to the right. Guys who have played there time and time again know to do that. So obviously going to a course in Valhalla where the PGA Tour hasn't been in 10 years is going to favor a guy like Wyndham Clark with his game. So I like him as well at 25-1. But the golfer that I would keep my eye on at the PGA Championship, which I would take this bet now because I only think it's going to go down the more and more that we approach the PGA, everybody's going to use this storyline. But Justin Thomas is a guy that I would look at 33-1. Two-time two-time major champion. Both of his majors have come at the PGA. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. Valhalla is in Louisville, Kentucky. So it's a home game for JT. I'm sure he's played this course a number of times. He has not fared well in the majors ever since he won at Southern Hills a couple years ago in the PGA Championship. But he just fired his caddy a couple weeks ago. And you know what? At the Masters, he was even par going into like the 14th hole at the second round and then just completely blew up on the final five holes and missed the cut. But he really wasn't playing terribly. And I think being at the PGA Championship, a course that he knows well, an event that he plays well at, will be big for JT. So 33-1 on Justin Thomas. That is an official bet for me that I would place right now as we look ahead to the PGA, which will take place in a little over a month from today. Let's go to playoff page now as we look at the NBA slate here on Send It In. We got the Clippers and the Mavericks in the Western Conference in the 4-5 game. What a series this is going to be. So obviously, if you're looking at series betting, there's a bunch of different ways that you can bet things, right? You can just take the series price, where right now the Mavericks are minus 115 and the Clippers are minus 105. You can bet the series to go a certain amount of games, 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, 7 games. You can do series spread, Clippers -1.5, Clippers -2.5, bet the Mavs vice versa. You can do over-under on the amount of games. When I look at this series, I really don't know who's going to win it. I lean towards Dallas, but that's only because I just don't trust the Clippers to stay healthy. And at any given moment during that series, we could get the notification that Kawhi Leonard is shut down yet again. And Dallas is playing really good, and especially ever since they acquired Daniel Gafford. The bet that I'm making in this series, I'm actually making two bets. I'm betting for this series to go 6 games at plus 200, and I'm betting for this series to go 7 games at plus 225. So I know that I'm going to lose one of my bets, but because I'm getting 2-1 or better on both of those bets, all we're looking for here is profit, folks. And as long as we win one of those bets, we are making ourselves some profit. To me, it makes much more sense to bet both series numbers at 6 games and 7 games at plus 200 and plus 225 than it does to bet the over 5.5 and lay the juice at minus 200, right? Because yeah, if it goes 6 or 7 games, you win, but you have to lay minus 200 juice. I would rather bet the plus 200, plus 225, lose one of those bets, but I'm still making some profit. And I think most would agree. This series is a toss-up. There's a reason it's priced minus 105, minus 115. You might have your lean one way or another, but this series just feels like it's going 6 or 7 games. So I feel really good at betting both the 6-game price and the 7-game price, hoping we hit one of those and then we'll make ourselves some profit. As for the Minnesota and Phoenix series, which is going to be the 3-6 series in the Western Conference, I like Minnesota. And the Suns are the small favorite at minus 115. The Timberwolves are minus 105. Minnesota is going to have the home court advantage. I like Minnesota to win this series in like 5 or 6 games. So I would look at a series price at -1.5 at plus 220 for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they're better. The Phoenix Suns, I've talked about this on the network. To me, the Phoenix Suns remind me of the Toronto Blue Jays. I think they have all the talent in the world, but it just doesn't look like they enjoy playing together. It just doesn't look like they have any chemistry. The pieces, they should fit together, but they just don't. And look, we haven't seen Beal, Booker, and Durant yet in a playoff setting. And this is why you bring those three guys together. The game slows down. It's more half court. You have three excellent scorers that can go get you buckets at any time. But they're not great defensively. They don't have much depth. And they're going up against a very good defensive team in Minnesota and a team with a bunch of size. So I think it's going to be a tough matchup. Minnesota is also a team that is definitely built for playoff basketball. And they got a bona fide superstar in their own right with Anthony Edwards. So I like Minnesota -105. If you want to get a little more juice, I'd take a -1.5, plus 220. I think they win this series in 5 or 6 games. It's also important to note that don't be afraid to wait to bet either series live, right? Both of these series are essentially coin flips before they get going, but whatever happens in the first game, there could be a drastic change in the odds, especially if the road team ends up winning, because both road teams are favored in this series. Dallas and Phoenix are both favored to win the series, and they're both on the road for the first two games. So if either one of those team wins, they're going to be like minus 200 next to their name, maybe even more, to win the series. And that's when you can jump on the other side and get some good value. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Monday on Patriot Day in Boston. I know it's Lucy, one of her favorite days of the year. We'll get into that momentarily. But Lucy, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, PJ, happy Marathon Monday. Happy Patriots Day. It is one of the best days of the year here, but we will get to that. Five-star play for today from the BetQL model is in the NHL. It is Sharks Oilers under six goals. The Sharks have hit the under in two of their last three games and in three of their last five games, and the Oilers have hit the under in three of their last four games. The Oilers have also hit the under in their last two games at home. The Sharks, meanwhile, have hit the under in their last three games and four of their last six on the road. So all on the road. So the BetQL model loves the under of six goals to hit in this one.
Very nice. Lucy, what are some best bets that we have today? We got a packed baseball slate. I'm sure that's what you're eyeing.
Oh, yes, PJ, you know it. It is packed today, and I have a bunch of them. Cal Raleigh to get a hit is the first one. He has a hit in each of his last two games and three hits in his last four games. He also has four hits in his last six games, and the Mariners will be facing Frankie Montas starting for the Reds. Cal Raleigh has faced him in five at-bats with two hits against him. Those two hits were a single and a home run, so pretty successful. I think it's a great spot for him to get a hit and then a home run. Lucy Longball props. Starling Marte to hit a home run against the Pirates. He does have only one home run so far this season, but his second one was, or two home runs. His second one was just two games ago, and the Mets will be facing the Pirates, and Martin Perez will be on the mound for the Pirates, and this is great news, fantastic news for Starling Marte, because in his career, he is batting 500, and he has four hits and eight at-bats against Martin Perez. Those hits were a double, two singles, and a home run. He's done it before. I think he can do it again. Great spot for him. Then Paul Goldschmidt, over 1.5 total bases. He has three hits in his last three games and four in his last five games. Most importantly, he'll be facing Ross Stripling. Starting for the A's, Goldschmidt is batting .368 against him with seven hits, including three singles, three triples, and two home runs. So I think he can go over on the total bases there. And Justin Turner to get a hit and Jorge Soler over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI.
All right, very nice. Lucy, at the top, we mentioned it's Patriots Day. It's Marathon Monday. Red Sox game going on right now. Is there anything that you're sweating live currently during the game?
Yeah, PJ, I am. And every time Tristan Casas comes up to bat, I am disappointed because my bet today for this game, my one bet, my one golden star of a bet in this game is Tristan Casas to just get a hit, just a hit. And he hasn't done it yet. He is 0-for-3, and I watched him fly out to center, and then I watched Rafael Devers and Tyler O'Neill's head smash together, and very scary situation, actually, on the field in that game. They were both down, were not getting up, and Tyler O'Neill's head was bleeding like you wouldn't believe. So a little bit of an iffy situation there. So I didn't bet on either of them, though. So Tristan Casas has still got a chance to get a hit in this game, so hopefully that happens.
I enjoyed the Gronk spike, Lucy.
Oh, that was great, right?
That was
how
awesome.
Great was that?
I mean, it was just, you know, I wasn't expecting that when I saw the video, but I'm like, it's Gronk. That totally makes sense. Before I let you go, the Celtics, we know, are going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be the number one seed. We're waiting to see who they end up playing. Is it going to be the Heat? Would you rather them face the Heat or the Sixers in the first round, Lucy? They're probably going to get one of those teams. Like, which of those teams scares you more, Miami or Philadelphia?
I would say just based on the past, the Miami Heat scare me a lot more. I don't want another situation where they lose the Heat again the way they did last season. So, I mean, Philly also, I would be scared of. I'm scared of both of these teams, really. But you know what? Not really, though, because the Celtics are a good team, and they're going to win the finals. So really, it doesn't matter who they face. They're on their way to winning the finals. I would rather have them face Philly.
All right, very good. They're minus 175 to win the East. So Vegas certainly agrees with you that they should at the very least get to the NBA Finals. She's Lucy Burge. Make sure you check out her show, Bet Slips, Bat Flips, her, Jake Hassan, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, coming up right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, great stuff. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. We're wrapping up the show. It's time for PJ's plays here on Send It In. Got about a minute and a half left, so we're going to have to go quickly here as we go to going streaking. Juan Soto is going to be our play today against Chris Bassett and the Blue Jays. We're at four straight games and going streaking. We're going to make it five today with Soto's batting .344 this season. He's 2-for-5 in his career against Bassett. Soto's been red hot. Going to continue to ride him. My prop lock, I talked about it during Big League Peach. Let's take Aaron Nola under 7.5 strikeouts. Most strikeouts he's had so far in three starts this season has only been four. They're asking him to get double that in his prop today. Even against the Rockies, I'm taking the under 7.5 Ks. My dog of the day is going to be the Nationals, +2.5 on the run line at even money against the Dodgers. Glasnow's been fantastic. The Dodgers are a much better team. Dodgers are nearly unbeatable at home. With all that being said, they should be like -1.5 on the run line. I think 2.5 is a little bit too much. We're going to take the Nats today, plus those 2.5 runs. Shawnee Sharp's going with Joe Musgrove over 2.5 earned runs today against the Brewers at +120. Musgrove has given up three or more earned runs in three of his four starts this season. And then my best bet, I really like the Timberwolves to win that series against the Phoenix Suns. So I told you guys I'd take a shot at series spread, -1.5 at +225, but I'll take the Wolves to win the series, -105 against Phoenix. To recap, our favorite plays for today, we're going to take Juan Soto in going streaking against Chris Bassett. Aaron Nola is going to be our prop lock under 7.5 Ks. The Nats are my dog of the day, +2.5 on the run line against the Dodgers. Shawnee Sharp is going Joe Musgrove over 2.5 earned run against the Brewers. And I'll take the T-Wolves to beat the Suns in that 3-6 series, -105. Thanks again to Johnny VTV for joining me and Lucy Burge as well. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, download. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, for some more Send It In.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.